Deccan works of art have often been described as otherworldly, and that's because they combine a magical, mysterious element. The Deccan is a region, the South Central Plateau in India, which during the 16th and 17th centuries was the home of five major courts. And these courts were great patrons of the arts, of which not much survives because at the end of the 17th century, they were all destroyed by the Mughal invasions of the north and assimilated into the Mughal world. There's something about Deccan art that doesn't make complete logical sense, and in that illogical sensibility that Deccan art has lies its very special character. The fact that mountains soar above carpets without any seeming acknowledgement of an architectural context, the fact that the scale shifts dramatically from one part of a painting to another. A lot of the paintings have an original palette of pink and green and very special colors that you see just in Deccan works of art. All these things combine to give Deccan art its extremely special, its mysterious, its otherworldly qualities. Landscapes in Deccan painting are very distinctive. Also, you see quite a lot of water in the landscapes, which appears often as dark grey because the water is done in silver and it often oxidizes and you don't see it as water, but it has this kind of slightly shiny silver quality.
Deccan paintings were often included in albums. If you haven't already heard about the album-making tradition, press play.